Vous écoutez une transmission du programme Longueur d'onde avec Guillaume Anglais sur la poste radio Resonance, modulation fréquence 104,4 MHz à Londres. Voi sentite una trasmissione radio della programma Lunghezza d'onda con Guglielmo Inglese sulla stazione Risonanza, modulazione frequenza su 104,4 MHz a Londra. Sie hören der Radioprogramm Wellenlänge mit Wilhelm Englisch vom Sender Resonanz. Frequenzmodulation 104,4 MHz in London. You are listening to the radio broadcast Wavelengths with William English on the station Resonance 104.4 FM in London.
Hello, I'm William English, and you're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. Well, MGM had a roaring lion, Pathé News had a cockerel crowing, and Wavelength has a human coughing. And today we have that person live in the studio for a cough-in. Before that, I'm going to phone several people and ask them to cough. We already tried Gwenda Jones in Bath, who is recovering from a bad cough, but she's not answering yet. I hope it's not too bad down there. But our next guest is artist Jerry Smith, who was on the program some time ago talking about Belgium. Hello, hello, Jerry.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Okay. So, you're not in Belgium by any chance?
No. I'm sort of in the toilet at work.
Oh, really?
I don't want to put my germs over everyone.
You're not having a quiet smoke, are you?
Having a quiet smoke. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Is that clearer?
Yeah, we can hear you. I can hear the toilet flushing.
Oh, okay.
So the Belgians are known for being a bit phlegmatic, aren't they?
Oh, they are, Peter. There's the cheapest place to buy tobacco in Europe.
Yeah.
And they have a statue to a smuggler on the coast. Oh dear, but yeah.
It's actually quite contagious.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I hope the program goes well.
Yeah, thank you very much, Cherry.
Okay, bye.
All right, that's great. Thanks for coughing. Thanks. Bye. Okay. So now we have a live set from Hugh, who is our introductory cougher, and he's now going to perform on an inhaler. All right. And perhaps we should move straight to our second guest, Mr. Carl Williams, the first... Thank you, Hugh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, William.
Hello, James.
Carl.
We're speaking to... Oh! We've got Carl.
We've got Carl.
I thought we were speaking to James.
No.
How are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
Where are you?
I'm in Switzerland.
Oh, in Switzerland?
Yeah.
Okay. Has your throat been affected by dust in books or anything?
I've got a very special cough for you.
Have you?
It's a reality cough.
Sounds good.
Because I'm the master of reality.
Right. Whereabouts are you? In Geneva?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm staring
at
lots of
wait,
books.
Hold on. Take on. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. And they're all around me.
Are they dusty?
No, they're not dusty, no. Some of them are brown.
Yeah.
Many aren't.
So what's the reality cough then?
Well, you'll hear it in a minute.
Okay.
Would you like it?
Absolutely.
Now?
Yes, please.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. You ready? How was that?
It was very good. What is it?
Again?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
Well,
isn't it again?
Is it? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's. It sounds like a mechanical sort of device of some sort.
Let's
cough.
Just say it's a smoker's cough.
A smoker's cough. All right.
Yeah.
That's
please
great.
Please.
Thank you very much. That's Carl Williams from Geneva. Thank you.
Ah, oui.
Merci. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bye.
Bye. Is that Professor James Tregaskis speaking?
Hang on. I can't talk very loud because I'm in this television studio. There's Derma in the corner. Just a minute. Hang on. I'll just fuck it up.
Yeah, I will. The battle for hearts and minds, we should say, in Iraq goes on, though, because first, the withdrawal is not a decision for his part. George Bush declares that US troops will leave the country from a position of success and not a failure. Well, there's a poll for BBC News site. Yeah, I think you should.
You've got your water.
Yeah. 52% of British people think the war has already been lost in Iraq. The former chief of staff of the British Army in Basra and Dr. Osama Hassan.
Should we play the Hillary Clinton file? This is... James, we're going to play the Hillary Clinton file from your site.
In the administration.
Okay.
show. Alright. Darling!
I was reading in the paper yesterday, and this is what happens in these long campaigns. You get the.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I won't hold you on here any longer because you probably could use some water there. Senator, thank you. Hillary Clinton, live from New York.
Morris?
Hello, your line is weak. It's much weaker than the one you rang me on quarter of an hour ago.
Uh-huh.
That, combined with my deafness, may result in my not hearing what you say. So could you please, at the very least, speak very loudly or closely, or change to a better line?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
No, I'm still very bad. I can just hear you. It's borderline case. It's a bad line.
Right. I can hear you very clearly.
Oh, you can. Yeah. I can just about hear you, but that's all.
All right. Well, you are Captain Maurice Seddon.
Yes.
And you apparently have suffered from emphysema.
Indeed, yes.
How did that come about?
Well, you see, I used to be a very healthy soul, but I served for 12 years as a regular officer in the Royal Corps of Signals, during which time I was subjected to compulsory, what is it called, passive smoking. Everyone in the officers' mess where I lived smoked. I was the only exception, and I was considered to be an absolute freak. The British government provided cigarettes for the forces in those days at something like the equivalent of about 6 or 7 present-day pennies per packet of, I think it was, 20 cigarettes. Everyone was encouraged to smoke. And I suffered as a result of that, for passive smoking. I developed emphysema, which is incurable. It's a lifelong thing. And it goes with me at all times.
I have an old friend of yours here in the studio with me, actually.
I can scarcely hear you.
I have an old friend of yours in the studio with me called...
Oh, yes?
You might remember Hugh?
Oh, yes. Hugh de la Cruz?
That's right.
Yes, I can just hear you. Tell him to speak up loudly.
Yes, he's going to just say hello to you.
Oh, thank you, indeed. Give him my kind greeting.
Hello, Morris.
Hello, is that you?
Yes, it is, yes.
Please speak loudly and clearly, because it's a very bad line from you to me, even though you may be hearing me quite clearly.
Have you heard me at all?
I can just about hear you.
Well, I'm not going to say anything more.
Right.
It was just to say hello, and that's it. So goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Hugh is a compulsive smoker, as you know.
Yes, indeed.
And we've tried to persuade him to give up smoking, but he there's nothing we can do about it. He's absolutely committed to smoking.
Yes.
And he has an inhaler with him today.
Yes, I see.
And he's going to blow into the inhaler now to demonstrate the state of his lungs.
Right.
And he has to do this.
There were some very, very faint tones.
Yep.
I don't know what it was. I suppose that was an inhaler, was it?
Yes. What make of inhaler is it, Hugh? What sort is it?
I'm sorry, I'm now being overflown to make matters even worse, and I can't hear a word you're saying.
Right.
Wait a minute. The aeroplane is going into the distance. I can hear you a little better.
Okay. Well, Hughes inhaler is who's the manufacturer of this thing?
It's an IVAX, a Beclazone 100 Easy Breath.
Did you say it's a flyback?
Is it what?
Did you say the inhaler is a flyback?
No, it's a Beclazone. It says on the thing.
I can't understand what you're saying. It's a Bechdel or something like that.
What? It's some stupid thing that I have to sort of suck on twice a day, and it makes this sort of whistling sound.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's to test the strength of his lungs, basically.
Oh, which, I see.
Yeah, there we are. That's. And what is the state of your lungs at the moment, Hugh?
Well, oh. it's
bad
not
bad as ever. You see, wherever I go, I always have to carry with me various containers of herbal remedies which I use to look after any attacks that may come along. Now, for the worst example is that in the course of my emphysema, from time to time, I suffer from uncontrollable, unstoppable choking, coughing, spluttering attacks.
Yeah.
Which could end disastrously.
Oh, right.
Depending how long they go on for. Once they get going, it's nearly impossible to stop them. They're absolutely exhausting and choking. And so I have to carry with me a variety of herbs wherever I go in case this thing should happen.
Yeah.
In addition to that, I use honey regularly, which is very good for the throat and the voice and the breathing organs generally, and a variety of other things as well.
Okay, Morris. Thank you very much for that.
Do you want any cough? I can't give you any very good coughs today because, unfortunately or fortunately, I'm having a day almost free from coughs. But if you like me to try and cough whatever I can, I will do.
Yes, please. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Well, that was excellent, Morris. Thank you very much.
Good luck with the broadcast.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sorry. Is that Dr. John Wynne? Is that you? Is that you, John?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of half expected you to turn up. I thought you were coming here today.
Oh, sorry. Just not feeling well.
No? So, we're talking to sound artist Dr. John Wynne, I think. Now, you did say when we exchanged emails, I think you stipulated that you would only cough if I held one of your testicles.
I believe the procedure is normally holding both.
Holding both testicles?
Yeah.
Why do you want me to hold your testicles?
I believe it's part of the normal examination, is it not?
Well, I don't know. You're the doctor. What does it prove?
What does it prove? That's a good question. I think it's got something to do with the one of those men's problems.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Not a hernia. What's the other thing that men get all the time? Enlarged prostate.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But I believe
So are you holding your testicles at the moment as well?
No, I'm struggling with a lock at the moment.
All right.
So I'm actually sort of half upside down trying to get a key in a lock. And it's not working.
Okay, John, thank you very much.
How's the other examinations been going?
Fairly patchy, but we're getting there. Well, thank you very much for...
That sounds worrying.
Avant propos à l'anticoncept de Gilles J. Volman. Soit X, l'originel, tout tard, pose. L'équation et les... Résonance FM 104.4.